Dr. Gonzales said the number of people who remain in shelters following the eruption of La Soufrière continues to decline. The Prime Minister said to date, 28 shelters are still active and work is being done on shelters that are now empty for the reopening of schools in October.
As of Monday, 561. When I came the week before, it was 1,100 and something. Before the 23rd, it was 1,500 and something. So, and now we have 28 shelters still active and 20 schools. 20 schools remain. It was 24 last week. So they're coming down day by day, sweet Jesus. There are 87 primary and secondary schools, 26 secondary and 61 primary. So if we have 20 still there, it means that 67 are available for work to be done on. Or in the case of the temporary schooling facilities which we're building at out at Arnesville, and the one for Sandy Bay Secondary up at Mount Young, near Black Point area. And of course, what we are doing in respect of the school over some alternative accommodation in Beckway for the Beckway Community High School. And we're trying our very best.
Dr. Gonzales said several evacuees also remain in hotels and guest houses, and plans are being made to rent private homes for such individuals.
You know, we had hotels or guest houses. You know, we had 406 persons in shelter in hotels or guest houses. I don't even know that. 406. Well, 308 check out. So we have 97 still there. We try, and most of the persons who are in apartments and a few in hotels. And naturally, we're spending money there so that if we get them back. And in getting persons out of the hotels where in the season which is coming up, where tourists are going to need the rooms and so forth. If we get them in people's homes rented. So if you have homes to rent, you could call Social Development, give the information there to Katrine Joyette or anybody whom she names. She's the Permanent Secretary of Social Development. Or you could call the Permanent Secretary by my office, Angie Williams-Jackson, or you can call Bernard Morgan or whoever is it there at Red Cross.
The Prime Minister said repairs are also being carried out on homes so that people can return home. He said there is a need for more contractors in this regard.
We're doing a lot of repairs of houses for people to be able to go back. Level 1 and level 2 repairs, first of all. There's some level 3. We need more people. We need more contractors, more persons to do repairs. Montgomery has told me that for the contractors north of the Dry River, it looks as though we have maxed out on the number of contractors available up there. They're doing all kinds of things. So we need a few persons. I've spoken about this before, and a few persons have called in by my office, and I've given their names to Braxa, Montgomery Daniel, and also to Orlando Brewster office for housing.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzales. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufrière Volcano Update.